Hello and welcome to our latest edition of our audio diary on our Diabetes UK trek, the coast to coast, 190 miles from Cumbria to North Yorkshire. This is JJS.
And JDMS.
How are you feeling, JDMS?
I'm feeling tired, but it's been a very good day today.
Why has it been so good? Tell me your highlights.
Well, weather was perfect, basically, for it. Lovely clear, so great views from the top of Helvellyn. And highlights were definitely getting up to Grisdale Tarn in good time.
So that was the first leg of today's journey.
Yes, we split up for the first time, didn't we?
Not because of an argument.
No, not on this occasion.
But we took different routes that we knew would reconvene by Grisdale Tarn, this really nice lake at the bottom of a big mountain.
And we agreed that we would meet at the waterfall, and I got there just to see JJS some distance ahead.
Because
having not stopped,
I'd missed the waterfall. This is true, but anyway, Grisdale Tarn was very nice, and then we, as you said, climbed Helvellyn, England's third highest peak, which was something you were very keen to do, and not something that you have to do. That's an alternative route. The coast to coast does not include Helvellyn necessarily, but you wanted to do it.
I wanted to do that, and then wanted to walk on Striding Edge, which we did, and you know, not to be forgotten.
Striding Edge, then, this cliff, this sort of sheer cliff face sticking up in a straight line in between two big valleys, and it's very, very narrow, and you walk and but a lot of the time climb it across Striding Edge. And again, you don't have to do that, you can go down into one of the valleys, but we decided to climb and walk across Striding Edge with some incredible views. But it was literally rock climbing at some points, and you were doing a bit of rock climbing.
It felt like rock climbing, and I felt very proud of myself until this 7-year-old came from the opposite direction.
That's true. This trip seems to be made up of us getting very pleased with what we're doing, only to be dumbfounded by someone running past us, or a child climbing past us, or a dog as well on top of Striding Edge.
Which we only had two fell runners today coming down, I noticed, from the mountain.
So, tomorrow, what have we got in store?
It's evidently the hardest day tomorrow of the walk, at least according to the book it's the hardest day. But it should be really good because we're going to Shap, and so we're still doing some Lake District.
Yeah, the last bit of the Lake District before it finishes.
Yeah.
And we'll record another one of these again tomorrow evening, probably from another pub. And by that point we'll be out of the Lake District, having done it for 4 or 5 days straight and pushing on towards Yorkshire. So don't forget, you can donate to Diabetes UK. As somebody did today, yeah.
I was going up Little Tongue, met this Scottish couple, and he gave me £1.
So we're on our way from misery to happiness today. And we'll do another one of these tomorrow, if you can bear it. And don't forget to donate if you can. Go on the challenge page on the diabetes.org.uk website, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Sweet dreams.
Bye.